a completion and higher alam. But this does not necessarily mean prosperity or saadah. Saadah and prosperity is different thing. So, or even when you go before that, when you see in that level of coming from matter to vegetative, or from vegetation coming to animal, again they are in, whoever it is in a state of progress and completion. This process, which is called process of tajarrud, is takwinan and by creation for every creation. Any matter, even everywhere that you see a plant, there is a conversion of earth and those four elements to that plant and to that tree. So they do not have to be very good, or they don't have to believe in any specific thing to go through that path. But prosperity, motion of prosperity, is a different thing. That is when we listen to what we have to do when we are going as per the prescription of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran and by prophets. That is when we go towards the path of prosperity. So human being, as per Quran, which has been sent to the lowest of lows, asfalus safilin, starts to grow and come up from the lowest of lows, and starts to come towards al-a'la illiyin. So this, we are in an ascending arc, which ascending arc starts from asfalus safilin, for instance, because in our descending arc, in our descending creation, we have been sent from فَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي to the level of matter, to the level of asfalus safilin. The starting point starts from this level, which we are being conceived into an embryo. That's what I've tried to show in this. إِذْغَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَائِلُ إِنِّي خَالِقٌ بَشَرًا مِنْ تِينٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I created Bashar from the earth. So, unless, had it not been for the level of this happening in the earth, happening in the days, we were not able to grow from that state and coming to higher wujud, higher alam. But the problem of being so mysterious for us, for people, most of the time you will find out that it is that they do not understand hayat itself. Hayat is a very ambiguous issue for us, because for 99% of the people, hayat is this breathing and eating and sleeping. So when people think about hayat like this, then they do not understand the reality of the meaning of the death. And death for them is dying, and what they see here that apparently happens to insan, and most of the time, almost everyone is afraid from this. Whereas the people who understand, and if they are not afraid to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because there is two type of fear of this. One type, which is for, as I said, for most of the people, is they do not, it's something vague and ambiguous for them. They don't know what it happens to them. And I'm sure all of us have had that before. At least in one stage of our life, we have been thinking about this as something very mysterious and frightening, and we wouldn't know what would happen to us. But the more we have learned, the more we have understood, similarly, as I just said, we wouldn't have liked to have left, to have been left an, as an animal, and we are happy that we are given a human life. Similarly, if we see and look at into that, say in when you look at into an intellectual hayat, we would, all of us should love to go and from this life to the other life, to go to barzakh. But the problem is, for those who make this intellectual understanding, then the next fear that we have is our a'mal and actions. Are we prepared to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And for that even, big people have been afraid, great people have been afraid. But the people who really understand the meaning of this, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Wallah ibn Abi Talib anasa bil maut min al-tifl lisadi al-ummah, something like that. If I'm wrong, Dr. Muhammad, can correct me, please. He said, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the son of Abi Talib has got more uns and liking or longing for this than a child to the breast of his mother. So that is the state of the people who understand what the death is, and they are not afraid, and they love to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But for us, it's a different story. This is coming out of the mold of nature. This is another meaning of the disc. This is when people break out from the mold, from the qalib of the nature or of this material world, and going to a higher alam. You remember in the NDEs we watched, near these experiences we watched, almost everyone invariably, although we could see that, we could not conclude, because those experiences were so many of them, that all those people who spoke were all good and faithful people. But everyone was happy to have left this bodily and physical world. That is due to the vastness that people reached to. And last week on Sunday class, I gave you a story of, I don't know if you have all seen that, the story of parrot and the trader. When that parrot goes to, was seeking a way to get to free himself from that cage. That cage is this physical world. And that parrot itself was like the soul, a human soul, if you can compare it to. So this is breaking away from this limitations of material world, and reaching to that vastness that those NDE experiencing people were telling, that how beautiful everything was for them. But they were lucky that they did not continue the rest of the journey, and they were given another chance to correct themselves. And this is moving from potentiality to actuality. So if you look at death like that, moving from potentiality to actuality, that you will see that every second and every millisecond there is the death coming and happening, and there is a new hayat is given. So the reality of what we try to understand was the reality of this is in this concluded in these few statements I just said, that it is going from lower perception to higher perception. It is going from potentiality to actuality. This is the whole journey of everything who has come to universe of matter is this. All the time earth and fire and wind and water are being converted to matter, and being converted to plant, and being converted to animal, and being converted to anyone, to insan. And as you see, ma'ad, they say ma'ad of man, all these creatures in material world, ma'ad of them is in insan. They don't go any higher unless they're converted to human being. And ma'ad of human being is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So another word, you can say insan is rab of other creatures in physical world. And insan himself is marbub of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But other creatures in material world are marbub of insan. So they must reach the state of insan before they can go any higher. And also this is breaking away from this mold and qalib of material life. So inshallah I hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that insight that we can see the death in such a way that at least it is for us only the issue of how we can face Allah with our amal, and that mystery and mysteriousness of this will be removed from us. To make better understanding of this, we must talk, inshallah, probably from next week, talk more about awalim, because we have to see what awalim we are given in nuzul, when we have been coming descended from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to understand those awalim so that we can understanding in our su'ud, because we are on the path of su'ud and ascending towards where we have come from. So an understanding from those universes that we have passed, it gives us an insight to where we are going to move towards, inshallah. Bar Muhammad wa al Muhammad salawat. اللهم صل على محمد وآله